Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So as we speak about the beautiful persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed successor to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, His Eminence Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, of course, is the peak of something that is called taqwa. Now, of course, taqwa is something that makes one individual better than another individual. And so base and lowly things like, for example, ethnic background or heritage or lineage or national background or language or the color of our skin or the color of our hair, these are all not things via which we gain importance and value. It is the materialist and the arrogant powers of the world who try to make us believe that it is these things that have value, when in reality, these things don't have any value. And the Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran tells us this very same thing, that there are no things that make one human being superior to another human being. The only thing that does make us superior to one another is the taqwa of Allah. And now this taqwa of Allah, this piety, this righteousness, this piousness, this God consciousness, this awareness of being in the presence of the Almighty Allah, these things and this taqwa makes us better than other people. But this is not being better than other people in the sense where we become superior and we look down upon the inferior. Matter of fact, the more an individual has taqwa, the more an individual has piety and righteousness, the more that one becomes superior and valuable in the eyes of the Almighty Allah, not only do they become more humble, but at the same time, they help all those around them and take them to higher levels of piety and righteousness. It's such a beautiful concept indeed. And when we look at the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we look at the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, not only was His Eminence at the very peak of taqwa, at the very peak of this piety and this righteousness and this God consciousness and this awareness of being in the presence of the Almighty Allah and this reverential fear, not only was he at the peak of all of these things, but we find that he went and he tried to help others to come at a higher level than they already are. So you have his close companions, whether it was Malik al-Ashtar or Ammar Yasir or Maytham al-Tammar, Abu Dhar Ghafari, all of these of his close companions, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he trained them, he taught them, he educated them, he nurtured them. And for all practical purposes, they were his disciples. And you see what kind of individuals, of course, Salman-e-Farsi, Salman-e-Muhammadi, which I forgot. We see what kind of individuals all of these people turned out to be, and they were at the highest levels of taqwa. And so this is something that is very important in Imam Ali alayhi salam. He manifested in his persona. We too should manifest it in our personas. Of course, the whole concept of taqwa, of righteousness, of piety, is a very vast discussion. But just if we were able to summarize it into two very simple things, one is to refrain from all of the prohibited things, all of the haram things, and on the other hand is to do all of the things that are wajib, do all of the things that are obligatory. This is the first level. And if we can get to that level, then we move on to the different levels of taqwa. A very comprehensive lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad. Gerald Dogari, 1897 to 1984, a distinguished soldier and diplomat, says the following about Imam Ali in his book, Rulers of Mecca, page 49. He had been wise in counsel and brave in battle, true to his friends and magnanimous to his foes. He was to be forever the paragon of Muslim nobility and chivalry.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Is it possible, first and foremost, that the Messenger of Allah can leave without appointing? And assuming he could leave without appointing, And assuming he did, for argument's sake, did he give us a criterion or a set of criteria to choose, such that when we choose this pathway, this is the right way to choose and this is the wrong way to choose? We don't have any such thing. Do we have any hadith that the messenger say that when you do choose your caliph, this is the thing that you need to do? None. We don't have anything. So are we left to manufacture? I, as a Muslim, when I question this, I said, if I take that position, it's going to poison everything I believe in, and I might as well throw everything out, because then it's just a matter of following religion because I inherited it. And Allah says, no, no. Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. When they are told, why don't you follow that which Allah revealed? They said, no, we follow what our fathers believed. Is it not the same? So here you find that the Prophet raises his hand in Ghadir, thousands of people. He says, whoever I am the master of, مَنْ كُنْتُمْ مَوْلَى فَهَذَا عَلِيٌ مَوْلَى. Whoever I am a master of, this Ali is his master. Then the Prophet raises his hand and says, Allahumma wali man wala, befriend the one who befriends him. Wa'adi man adab, and be an enemy of the one who is an enemy. What is the Prophet saying? Oh Allah, be a friend. Is the Prophet dictating the morals? He is showing that Imam Ali alayhi salam is in line with the will of God. For if you become an enemy of Imam Ali, you have become an enemy of God. Just like the Prophet said, Fatimah al-Zahra salamullahi alayhi is the same. When you dislike her, you dislike God. When you hurt her, you hurt God. Why has the Prophet established these kinds of relative frames? Because at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, ask this question over and over and over and over. What's the purpose in life? To obey Allah. What is the purpose in life? To submit to Allah. How do I submit to Allah if I don't have templates and role models? So Allah has established perfect templates and role models. That you go against them, you have gone against Allah. So Allah in reality has simplified my religion so much more by saying, just observe who they are, follow, and they will guide you.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.